2nd of February. I'm your host, Truther Girl Sonia, and I hope you're all doing well. The chat room is open. That's truthergirls.chatango.com, truthergirls.chatango.com. And big news, just yesterday I was researching about upcoming possible Iran false flag, and then I found out on the Daily Mail that Snooki from Jersey Shore is pregnant. So as of that moment, everything else went on the back burner. I mean, this is big news. Snooki is, which is only 4'9". It's almost like a medical miracle that she could even contain another human being in her own body. So congratulations, Snooki. Ease up on the drinking. And that's fantastic. So you can be sure I'll be doing a lot of research into Snooki's pregnancy. So today, I'm happy to say I'll be joined now by Vinny Eastwood, also known as Mr. News. He is New Zealand's premier truth seeker talk show host, exposing scumbaggery and also bringing you much needed laughs on his show, The Vinny Eastwood Show, which is 5 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time every day of the week right here on AFR. So welcome to the show, Vinny.
Hello, Sonia. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining me. Happy to have you. Did you know that Snooki was pregnant?
I don't even know who Snooki is.
Oh, wow. You know, that goes to show, I guess, how far, what a different world some people live in. Snooki's like the North American drunken princess of pop culture. A 4'9" little girl from some reality show. But who can not love Snooki? She's cute and she's pregnant, so hey.
Well, cute and pregnant, you know, it's all aces from there on, isn't it?
It is. This should be.
Hey, all you need to do is just get her drunk now, and then it's all on.
Yeah, this should be a fantastic career move for her. Now she can have a reality show about being Snooki and pregnant and living in New Jersey, the very glamorous state of New Jersey.
See, it doesn't sound like the kind of career path that you'd want. I mean, being pregnant, drunk, and in New Jersey.
Yeah, well, it works for her. She's made a living off it, made a whole career, and built an empire around it.
Maybe it's those kind of people who have a career out of doing something that nobody else wants to do, like live in New Jersey.
Yeah, do it and do it with style. So, Vinny, you're not living in New Jersey. You're actually living in New Zealand. And you are basically full-time activist and truther with your radio show on every day. As I said before, basically New Zealand's premier truth seeker talk show host. So how did you actually wake up? Can you tell me your story? How did you get into this?
Well, there's the kind of things, the impetus, right, to want to wake up, to have to wake up. With most people I've found in activism, truth is something bad has to happen to them, usually, at the hands of the state or at the hands of some kind of criminal organization that is backed by the state. Something of that nature has to happen to you so that you think to yourself, hold on, everything that I've believed in so far doesn't seem quite true anymore. You know, I was arrested for selling cannabis when I was 19. I was caught with 13 grams of it rolled up in tin foil, ready to sell kind of thing. And I had all my friends and everybody coming around every day. You know, life was good. And then after I was arrested, not a single one of them ever returned. And it was like falling off a cliff kind of thing. You know, I felt really horrible. I felt betrayed. Cops had lied to me. They say, well, if you're honest with us, we'll go easy with you. And so I was completely honest with them. I told them how much I'd been selling, how long I'd been selling for, just the ultimate in naivety, right?
Oh, no.
And guess what? They still made up stuff about me.
Oh, wow. Never trust the cops, Vinny. Well, you learned the hard way, but you're right. That's how it is a lot of the time. For a lot of people, they have a rude awakening. You know, either they something like what happened to you, or they lose their job because the company's outsourced everything to India, or their child is damaged by vaccines, or they come into contact with the very corrupt court system and realize that it's not there to protect them. It could be anything, and it's a painful experience. But a lot of time, that's the kind of catalyst you need to get you going into the direction of waking up and your consciousness shifting, you know?
Yeah, it's not entirely dissimilar from how the news media works, like the Israel-Palestine issue, for example. No news comes out unless at least 1,000 people get killed or 9 people on a humanitarian ship, you know? And it comes to the point where why can't people wake up or get media coverage without something bad having to happen first? And I don't know. I'll be searching for an answer to that question for quite some time. Why isn't it love, happiness, joy, and not horrible experiences that make us want to advance ourselves as human beings? And yeah, it's a difficult question, and I'm only, 27 now. I've been an activist for about 4 years. In that 4 years, I have interviewed and brought on international radio more Kiwi activists than anybody else has done. Well, actually, than everybody else has done in history combined. The first New Zealander to have a talk radio show based in the United States in history. First New Zealander to interview G. Edward Griffin and George Norrie and Lindsay Williams and all of these other really top-notch uber patriots that basically in the rest of the world we draw a lot of inspiration from, because the reason why I started doing what I was doing, other than getting lied to by the cops and completely disillusioned with the entire system, I used to believe in wholeheartedly in it in a very naive fashion. And it came to the point where I realized after watching all these American documentaries about the New World Order and chemtrails and GMOs and goodness knows what else, it's the conspiracy field is basically like it's a re-education. It's almost like a truth of gulag. If you will. It's not a very good journey a lot of the times, because it can be very depressing, very harsh to deal with reality and find out that you've been wrong your entire life. And a lot of people, when they face that prospect, instead of going, oh my God, I've been wrong my entire life, and admit it to themselves and try to take steps to improve it, most of them are still swimming in denial and have no intention of waking up. And again, it comes back to that nothing bad enough has happened to them yet.
Yep.
Yet, you know. And at some point, you wonder just how bad do things need to be? And by that point, will it be too late? And my goal on the Vinnie Eastwood show is not to wake people up at all. I'm not interested in waking people up. Because they will either wake up on their own accord or not. My goal is to help those who have already woken up maintain some form of sanity during these dark times. And usually that's accomplished with a little bit of humor, because in a world so full of chaos and madness, if you lose your sense of humor, you'll go freaking nuts. And I feel that people like truthers and whatever that have gone through whatever experience they have and learned as much as they have really do need a bit of humor injection just in order to keep an even keel to an extent.
Oh, I have to agree with you. I do a lot of that as well in my vlogs. I might, any subject that I'm talking about, you know, I might be talking about a really dismal topic, like the fact that, you know, all our food and our medications and our water, everything is contaminated. But I always find a way to inject a little humor to give you that comic relief so that you don't end up, you know, getting all this information and leaving feeling like, oh, what's the point? This is so depressing, and just wanting to crawl under a rock.
Well, yeah, and it comes to the point where people recognize that there's something wrong, but they don't know how to fix it, right? And as a result, they just need a way to deal with it. Because let's you know, you ask yourself this question: can I defeat the Illuminati on my own? No. Can I channel my country into calmer waters and become its prime minister, or prime sinister, as I like to say, mm-hmm. on my own? No. So it's basically, it works like this. The whole collectivist mindset is, I want to save everybody, and the individualist mindset is, I want to save myself. But if everybody has either of those mindsets, it produces two very different results. The collectivist forgets that the collective is only made up of individuals, and the individualist forgets about the collective because it is no longer relevant, because if they're taking care of themselves, if everybody who's an individual is taking care of themselves, then there's no need for collectivism of any kind. It's completely trumped. And the trick is cooperation, not competition, but mm-hmm. cooperation, right? And gifting. I have been out to... Oh, goodness. I can't even count the amount of protests I've done, the amount of interviews that I've done with activists around New Zealand. And as I said earlier, it's all about exposing scumbaggery. I came up with that word when I was doing an interview with Gerard Griffin. And I've continued to use it ever since because it's just fabulous. You know, it describes exactly what it is and what it's all about. You know, it's mm-hmm. it's scumbaggery. It's about scumbags and exposing them. And my country is full to the brim, right? We're under Transparency International, New Zealand is classified as the quote-unquote least corrupt country on earth. And a recent study, for those of us in the truth movement of New Zealand, we're like, what? And it dovetails with a recent study where they did random anonymous admissions from people ascertaining whether or not they'd taken a bribe in the last year. The average was, I think, 1 in 10, or I think it might have been 1 in 20 respondents in the world in general would say, yes, I took a bribe in the last year. In New Zealand, it's 4 in 10. 4 in 20. So at the least, we're about four times as corrupt as the rest of the world. And New Zealanders are the most naive people ever. They think, oh, it's just a nice little country in the beautiful South Pacific. We're free. We've got cows. We've got sheep. We've got green grass. It's beautiful, you know. There's no scumbaggery going on here. You're just a conspiracy theorist. And well, bro, I'm sorry, but you happen to be a coincidence theorist then. You think everything happens by accident. I'm proud of being a conspiracy theorist because it means that I believe that powerful, influential people use their power and influence to gain more power and influence, which I think is pretty freaking logical, as opposed to the complete insanity that everything is just magic.
Ooh. Yeah, it's so naive, you know, when you look at it that way, as if they wouldn't do those things. Give me a break.
Yeah, it reminds me of one of my other favorite words, retarded.
Yeah.
You know, it's just straight up retardation. And it comes to the point where truthers get really angry and frustrated with other people who just don't get it. And that's not what we should be doing. We shouldn't be getting angry with the people who don't get it because they're not worth your time. Okay, you only got a set amount of time on this earth, allegedly. And if you're going to spend it with people, spend it with people who actually help you to grow as a person. Spend it with people who inspire you. Spend it with people who encourage you. Spend it with people who you can learn something of. Spend it with people who value you and who you are. Many of us get drawn into online conversations with trolls and goodness knows what else because we're just kind of a bit angry and we want to project our anger onto those other people. No. Here's a better solution. Block! And you never hear from them again.
Yeah, or just ignore them. I totally agree. I mean, I get my friends telling me, oh, you know, I got this guy and I've been in this discussion with him in the comments. And I just think to myself, why do you waste your time? That's what that person is there for, to make you waste your time so you're not doing something else more productive with it.
I know. I mean, you give me 4 hours, I can either A, have an incredibly long argument in the middle of the night with some douchebag, or I could edit up a video version of one of my radio programs and upload it and have it viewed a couple of hundred times.
Yeah, of course.
Prioritize. Yeah,
that's exactly what forced me to start ignoring negativity, not just in the comments, but also in real life. Somebody doesn't agree with me. Okay, don't agree with me. You know, I'd rather not spend half an hour trying to convince one individual and save that time so that I could actually broadcast some information to maybe 5 or 10,000 people.
And when you're first waking up, learning that lesson is the hardest one, because the people that fall by the wayside, first of all, are your family. They'll start to be upset with you. They'll start to think you're crazy. They'll start to think you need to grow up, etc. Mm-hmm. And it's the same methodology there as well. Just ignore them. Just keep doing your activities. Just keep producing content. And eventually, if they're actually willing to look, willing to listen, they'll come around. If not, what you have to do is you have to remember who you were before you were a truther. What did you do with your family before all of this? You got along just fine, didn't you? You were playing Monopoly, you were watching movies with them, you were having nice dinners, you were talking about things that you collect or whatever. All those interests are actually still there. But they've actually been overridden because you feel that you've prioritized the truth and the truth movement.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going into a break, but stay tuned, everyone. I'll be back with Vinnie Eastwood in a moment.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com, and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Blue Shield comes in 3 models: a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Well, we know what they want. They want more for themselves and less for everybody else. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right. They don't want people who are smart enough to sit around the kitchen table to figure out how badly they're getting f***ed by a system that threw them overboard 30 f***ing years ago. They don't want that. You know what they want? They want obedient workers, people who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork, and just dumb enough to passively accept all these increasingly jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money. They want your f***ing retirement money. They want it back so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. And you know something? They'll get it. They'll get it all.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Warning. 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 American Freedom Radio is habit forming. American Freedom Radio is habit forming. Use the truth carefully.
Hi, everybody. I'm Christopher Green. Make sure to tune in to Green Wave Radio every Tuesday and Thursday from 3 to 5 p.m. Central on American Freedom Radio. Hard hitting and in your face, America.
When the sky was made of amethyst, and all the stars were just like little fish, you should learn when to go. You should learn.
Girl Sonia here, your host on this February 2nd, 2012. The chat room is open. That's truththegirls.chatango.com. I also have the lines open. The number is 218-339-8525. That's 218-339-8525. And I'm here talking to Vinny Eastwood of The Vinny Eastwood Show. So welcome back, Vinny.
Thank you, thank you. I wanted to talk about as well one of my other projects, other than the Vinny Eastwood Show. It's run in a very similar way, but it's called guerrillamedia.co.nz. Gorilla like a soldier, not like an ape, although I am rather large and hairy. And what I've got done with that is it's a platform for activists to come on, post it, whatever the heck they want. It goes straight to the main feed. There's no preference, apart from me, of course, because I'm paying for it and doing the radio show and giving everybody a platform and making videos for them for free and all of that kind of stuff. So I think I deserve it. And so the idea is, right, is that activists are activists are activists. They'll always, always be doing their work. They'll always be researching. They'll always be writing. They'll always be wanting to talk about stuff. They'll always be going out to protests and whatever. But what they're virtually never doing is actually promoting themselves, publishing themselves, videoing themselves, going on radio shows, etc. Now, they do all the things that I don't do, like, for example, research. So I, in general, don't read to a large degree. You know, I mean, if somebody forces me, I might read an article here or there, or if a book really, really takes me, and that hasn't happened for a number of years now, I'll read it all the way through very quickly. But in general, I just don't. Especially reading legislation. If,
really?
Frack that.
That's a surprise because, I mean, I do the radio too and I do the vlogging and I read a lot. Like, that's probably what I, sometimes I have to tear myself away. But, you know, I like it. But, I mean, I spend so much time reading. So, what do you do then if you're not reading?
I'm creating content and talking to the people who have done the reading, done the research, and getting them to sum it up for me.
Uh-huh. Right. So, right? Okay. Yeah.
I don't read books. I just go and interview the authors.
Right.
I don't read legislation. I talk to the activist who's exposing it. Mm-hmm. I don't read scripts. I watch the movie. You know, that kind of thing. I'm not sure if I do it just because I'm saving time or because I'm lazy or whatever. It's just more the fact that I don't have any time to spare at any point to just sit down and have a good read or something like that. And if I do, it's usually after I've been doing making a few videos and doing a few radio shows and posting up stuff on Facebook and what have you. You know, I really am doing it full time.
It's a good tactic for you because you're very talented and skilled at interviewing people and at speaking. And you know, so if you have the opportunity to interview the author and share that with the world rather than you just reading the book, then you can probably, you know, reach a lot more people with the author's message.
That's right. Yeah. And because I don't, you know, like I won't read the book and I'll interview the author usually. And in fact, I do it kind of like Larry King Live. One of the interesting things about Larry King is that he doesn't actually do any research on the people that he's interviewing. It's all straight off the cuff. And that's what I'm doing. I get guest suggestions from listeners almost on a daily basis. And if anybody wants me to interview somebody, anybody, don't care how big, don't care how small, don't care what the topic is, just send me their email or their Skype or their website or something. I'll get them on my show. I've usually got a different person every day from many different countries, and it comes down to the point that I don't know. Maybe I'm trying to make up for something that I missed out on a lot as a child, which was an immense amount of support and somebody actually trying to help me go through life. I had to learn things the hard way. You know, like nobody told me not to trust cops. I had to actually be threatened with jail for up to 8 years and lose all my friends and have all my money confiscated and have my entire life destroyed and my girlfriend of 3 years having to leave me before I figured that out, as opposed to somebody just saying, don't do that.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like what you're doing is you're giving other people a platform that they need, you know, giving them a public voice that will get more attention and reach more people, because somebody could be doing a lot of research and have written a book that no one knows about until somebody like you comes and gives them some publicity.
Well, yeah,
and message it.
And I'm not frugal with my publicity giving as well, because I know that I'm like the only person in this whole effing country of 4 million people that will do it. Okay, mm-hmm. And it can be. I could get depressed about that fact. Saying that I'm the only person out of 4 million people who's operating at this kind of level. You know, I wish there were more people, but the fact of the matter is there isn't. There's just me, and I'm doing it. And the reason why I'm doing it is because nobody else will, to a degree. That's why I'm still doing it. But since I started 4 years ago, I have actually found that I've inspired a lot of people in my country to start going out and making a YouTube video here or there. I'm still making, let's take Occupy Auckland, for example. They have a media team of about half a dozen people. By myself, I made 4 times as many YouTube videos for Occupy Auckland than their entire media team did. By myself. Okay. And they were much better quality too. and I interviewed a lot more people. And it just comes down to the point where if you're not using your time effectively, that means you're wasting it. Okay?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And you're definitely, I'm very aware of this myself also, because I have a day job, I have a family, a little boy, I do my vlogging and the radio, and I, you know, realize that I have to be very careful about how I spend my time. So, like you said before, don't waste your time arguing with individuals in real life or in your internet chat room. And if you have a place to give people a public voice like what you do on your show, it's a good idea to give them as much voice as possible. in your case, then rather than maybe spending a lot of time reading a lot of individual things and not being able to, you give more publicity by interviewing the source than you would by trying to make sense of it all yourself and putting up a vlog. You know, why do that when you can go to the source? On the other hand, somebody else who's not so inclined to public speaking, doesn't have a radio show, but is very knowledgeable about a given subject, might do well to spend their time researching that subject. So it all depends on the person.
Or they might actually be good to come on radio. And that's mm-hmm. another thing that I found is that not only am I interviewing activists and researchers, but also the average person. I'll seriously bring on just a average person, just one of the listeners who's been researching into the truth for a number of years, doesn't have a particular speciality or something, but they can talk, they have great ideas, and this is part of how humanity works, I feel, is that everybody's got their own talents, their own individual ticks, things that make them get their juices flowing, so to speak. And that's one of the keys to waking people up, I feel, is that finding out what actually makes them tick. My sister Janine, for example, the thing that really gets her going is religion. Okay, absolutely won't have a bar of it. She's an atheist. So what you do is you start telling her about the Vatican and how mm-hmm. it's tied in with the Trilateral Commission, you know. So there I've gotten her into it, and now she listens to me a heck of a lot more because I found out what her interest was and exploited right. it so that I can help her to wake up a little bit, right?
Yeah, I noticed that too. You know, if you got to be very careful about what subject you approach with what person and find something that's relevant to them personally and that they're going to be open to, and then that will be their portal into the rabbit hole, rather than if you just come up to somebody and start saying, you know, vaccines are toxic and this and this and this, and they're completely brainwashed, they're going to just think you're crazy. But if you can maybe approach it through something else, like me, you know, it always boggles my mind that some of these, you know, kind of crunchy granola moms, they will avoid all additives in the food. Everything's organic. The child's breastfed. It's in a sling. It's wearing natural diapers or not even wearing diapers. And then they go ahead and vaccinate, you know. So if you maybe approach it with what the FDA and the corporations are doing with food, eventually they're going to see that it's not limited to food. It's also the pharmaceuticals and it's also the vaccines. So it just depends on the person.
Yeah, and that comes back to the whole mantra of individualism. What works for one may not work for the other. And when you're a truther, you've got your head full of all this conspiracy junk, right? And it's kind of like a hoarder whose house is full of junk. There's plenty of useful stuff in there, but you can't find it.
You know? Yeah, yeah.
You know, And that's why a lot of truthers start getting angry and calling people the sheeple or people the slaves or something like that. Those are the words the elite use mm-hmm. because they have absolutely no respect for human life, humanity, mm-hmm. individuality, or any form of moral code, ethic, or anything like. Me personally, I'm a very loving, very loyal, very creative and very caring person. You know, anybody who's one of my friends knows that if they've got any problems of any kind, I will help them to the best of my abilities. If I can't help them, I can't help them. But hey, like for example, last night, my internet was kind of clicking off and on. And I was wondering what the heck is going on here. Turns out the people upstairs were just playing around with the phone lines trying to get their one to work because they've been without phone for 10 days now. And no internet either. So what I did was I got them to plug their phone into the jack where my one is. So now they've got a phone. And I ran a Ethernet cable from my splitter up through their window. So now they've got internet. Okay. And had they come to me 10 days ago and asked for it, I would have done that. It's only once I knew that they had a problem that I could solve that I just went ahead and did it. Doesn't matter how much of my internet they're using or if they're making toll calls or anything like that, because I know, trust me, I know how much of a pain in the ass it is to not have your internet working. It is the most frustrating thing you could ever imagine. Especially for a talk radio show host who uses the internet for to make his living, like me. And it comes down to the point where I think the truth movement should actually be a business. to a degree. Not entirely similar to how a business operates, where you don't do anything for free. The reality is you have to actually do almost everything for free in the truth movement. But you have to also find out how you can capitalize on that, how you can actually keep yourself running. Because mm-hmm. if you're doing a good job for humanity, if you're doing a good job for the people, if you're doing a good job telling the truth, then you should be able to derive at least enough to survive off, right? Whereas if you have a look at mainstream media shills, for instance, they're not just making enough to survive off, are they? They're making enough to thrive by shilling BS to everybody for mm-hmm. a living. And if they That's can right. do that, I should certainly think that I should be able to survive just by telling the truth.
Right. Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. And there's a lot of, what do they call them? It's like self-perpetuating propaganda. Like when they used to say, there's more mercury in a tuna fish sandwich than in a flu shot. Oh, it's called like a sound bite. Well, it's not, there are a lot of those going around, like, opinions are like a-holes, everyone has them and they stink, meaning who cares what you think, or that people who are in the alternative media who are running ads or who are asking for donations, that they're in it for the money. And like you just said, you know, you have to live. You have to pay your bills. You can't put all your time into this if it's not going to enable you at the same time to pay your bills. You know, then you'll have to get a day job. Meanwhile, the mainstream media employees are getting paid more than enough. You know, so does the world want to keep supporting the mainstream media by watching their shows and buying their newspapers and pouring all that money into that media conglomerate? Or do they want to support independent media that's probably going to do them some good instead?
Yeah, I mean, people have to open up their wallets and support what they want to see, okay? And and I operate under that same principle. If I see an activist and I want to see more of them, I'll go and I will spend 30 minutes or whatever interviewing them, asking what they think, because nobody knows better about topics than activists who spend their existence, blood, sweat, tears, all of it, researching head over heels into things. They are now the nation's reporters, okay? And I cannot make it any more clear cut. Reporters, on the other hand, that we currently have are, as Ian Wishart, one of the preeminent former mainstream journalists in New Zealand, he said that journalists are just airheads. They don't know anything. They're morons. They have no brains. So why is it any surprise that everybody who watches mainstream media for their news winds up acting like a complete idiot?
I'm sure that those journalists don't take too kindly to that. But, oh, well, here we're going into a break. So stay tuned, and I'll be back with Vinnie Eastwood on the Truther Girls in a moment.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
The year 2012 brings an ending and a new beginning to social, political, economic, and geological cycles for America and the world. The living prophecy that we are now voyaging through has many names ascribed to it. The Hopi say it's the closing of the fourth world of destruction, moving into the fifth world of peace. The Maya declare that we enter the fifth world age, the age of the center. All common themes in the array of prophecy that we are processing and purifying all the imbalances of the dying world age. We are transiting an era founded on duality, and we have turned away from the great spirit, resulting in greed, corruption, blind materialism, and disconnection from each other and Mother Earth. Collectively, we are poised at the brink of a world age rebirth in which we enter new domains of consciousness and manifestation, redeeming all the previous ages. Let's all join together to bring the vision of peace and love into reality, because we are the future, we are the heroes, and that we are who we have been waiting for.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. Tuberculite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Tuberculite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Tuberculite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Yo, what's up? Check this out.
The voice of the revolution. American Freedom Radio.
American Freedom Radio.
Your life as it has been is over.
Radio Free Humanity on AFR. Listen to The Paradigm Shift, Saturday nights, 10 p.m. Central.
Girl Sonia. Chat room is open. That's truthergirls.chatango.com, truthergirls.chatango.com. And the lines are also open if you'd like to talk to me or my guest, Vinny Eastwood. The number is 218-339-8525. That's 218-339-8525. So welcome back, Vinny.
Thank you very much. We were talking about kind of how truthers sort of get angry with the alleged sheeple and slaves and what have you. And my former co-host Will is just famous for this. He had this tax collector come up to his house the other day, and he's getting really frustrated with her, and he called her slave scum.
I bet she loved that.
Oh, she didn't even know how to react. You know, there's sometimes when somebody says something that's so racist or so insulting that it goes way over your head, and you're like, what? And you're left flabbergasted. That's what he did to her, and it's classic. But on the other hand, what's happening with many truthers, and I don't think Will really falls into this category, but they wind up holding a pin on their fellow man and wind up, basically talking themselves out of doing anything. You know, it's just like, the slaves will never wake up. It's all going to end in 2012 anyway. Yeah. Who cares? Blah, blah, blah. They're really blasé. And it's like,
it's a bad attitude.
Bro, you're in the truth movement, okay? You're talking about revolutionizing the world and rebuilding it from the foundations up. You're talking about overthrowing an enslavement mechanism in its entirety forever. And this is the only time in history that we've ever got to accomplish something of that magnitude. Wiping out the worst tyranny that the earth has ever endured, the longest tyranny that the earth has ever endured, and wiping it out for good. That, I think, is a great motivating factor to start caring about other people. Because it's only through not caring about other people that this tyranny continues. People think, oh, it's not me. Bugger him. You know, let him die. I don't care. I never understand that. You know, sometimes I can come to grips with that sort of mentality and be kind of angry, frustrated, slightly depressed, and then I just realize back to Bill Hicks, it's just a ride. You know, it's brightly colored and it's very loud and it goes up and down and there's thrills and chills, but at the end of the day, it's just a ride. Mm-hmm. And you can change it anytime you want to. There's no point in being upset with other people, okay?
Yeah.
And of course, this bridges into the topic of truth or infighting. And we all experience this. Trust me, if you're in the truth movement, there is no avoiding it. PatriotWars.com, allegedly. It's just a good documentation on heaps of truthers all over the world that are just at each other's throats. Mm-hmm. And this is what happens when you get a whole bunch of intelligent individuals together, is that they have robust disagreements. And sometimes, though, you have people who are just straight up fracking nuts who spout a whole lot of garbage and just basically go around attacking everybody who doesn't believe everything that they say. And they're kind of just a bit sociopathic, really. And it comes down to this. I don't care what your evidence is. I don't care what you're talking about. If you are a douchebag, I'm not going to want to talk to you. Mm-hmm. If you are insulting and mean and accusatory and put things on me that simply ain't true, I'm not going to want to do anything for you, with you, ever. And it's just that simple, you know. I've got plenty of people that I've met who, for some reason or another, accuse me of engaging in scumbaggery. Like, I had some guy who hadn't even heard a show of mine before said that because I was asking for donations, it sounded like scumbaggery. And I said to him, well, how many Kiwi activists have you put on here? How many of them have you put on YouTube? Mm-hmm. How many times have you actually ambushed the Prime Minister, the former Prime Minister, the Minister of Finance, the Minister of Health, the Minister of Maori Affairs? You haven't done any of this, have you, mate? You haven't done anything. You haven't put yourself on the front line. You're a keyboard warrior. You're sitting at home. You're doing nothing. Okay? Mm-hmm. Now, that doesn't mean that your opinion doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. It just means that you're not doing anything.
No.
Okay?
Yeah, I hear you. I do. I know what you mean.
It just comes down to the point where you're just like, well, those people aren't worth my time. I'm not going to bother with them. This is what we said, what we were talking about earlier. And that's the most important thing. It always has been. There's people, and the people that you spend your time with rub off on you. What do you want to do? Do you want to have toxins rub off on you? Or do you want to have light, love, forgiveness, kindness, generosity rub off on you?
Oh, absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more, Vinny. That's the conclusion I've come to. I used to kind of get into arguments with people or let things bother me, but now I just figure that it's just a waste of my energy. And if I'm around people that, like you say, it you know, it's not benefiting me to be around them in terms of, you know, maybe they create conflicts or drama or they're just wasting my time, then I, you know, or somebody does something to me and it just shows me that they're just a messed up person who's just going to bring me down, then I don't get mad. I don't even get even. I just get away from them because I just don't have time for that, you know?
Never underestimate the power of denial and never underestimate the power of avoidance. If you have a problem that you can't solve, the best thing to do is actually avoid it. And that's if you can't solve it. Like, for example, other people's problems are other people's problems. It's not your responsibility to save them or to help them. And I've made that mistake many times in my life. I have, I would probably be a lot less wise, perhaps. But I would certainly have wasted a lot less of my time had I not spent all my time trying to help people who don't want to help themselves. You know, and I've had many friends like that, none of which are my friends today because they never helped me at all. It was always me trying to help them, me trying to do the right thing. And the fact of the matter is people really do have to take responsibility for their own actions. People really do have to help themselves. You cannot save everybody, okay? They have to play some part in their own wake up. They have to play their part in their own actions. And if they don't, if they sit around eating junk food all day and complain about being fat, then they're not taking responsibility for their actions. And they're going to sit there being depressed about being fat, eating more junk food, and by the end of the year, they're even more fat.
But you have to, you know, you have to focus your energies, your efforts, and pick your battles. And it doesn't do a lot of good to either you or that person or the rest of humanity to spend all your time on an individual level trying to convince people or trying to help them. And if it's not working, well, then, you know, I think you better off to focus your efforts on something that is more productive. And you just, it's just a question of time management, really. You know, and this goes for everybody, not just somebody who's having a radio show. But if you find yourself and you're arguing, chit-chatting back and forth in some comment section or some forum with somebody, who cares what that individual thinks? You know, you could be putting that that time towards something a lot more productive. Like, A, you could be educating yourself, or B, you could be sharing information with people who really want it, or you could be contributing to activism. You could be doing a lot of things that are much more proactive and constructive than arguing back and forth with people who you know, are just completely wasting your time.
Yep, and I used to be a telesalesman, a fracking good one at that. I was top of the boards for a good 6 months, selling people home lines and broadband, internet, that kind of stuff in the telco sector for about 2 years, I think. I was doing that for one company. And one thing that I learned there is that not only can you start to figure out what people are thinking and what they're going to say and what they're going to perceive before they do, because you've been doing it with many, many people all the time, you know, making 100 calls a day or whatever.
It's not that. I just realized that we have, like, we have a caller on the line and the show is really near the end. Should I take the call?
I just kind of wanted to finish up what I was
saying. I know,
saying.
Yeah, you want to finish. So, okay, I'm just going to tell the caller. I guess you're just going to have to hold and maybe we'll have time. I'm so sorry about
that. With sales, it's about time management. So if somebody's not buying what you're selling, what you don't do is spend all your time trying to sell them something which you already know that they're not going to buy, and you move on to the next person who might be interested. Same method with the truth movement. All right, let's take the caller.
Yeah, okay, sorry about interrupting you there. Okay, here, I'll take that call. Hi, welcome to the Truther Girls. You're on the air. We've got about a minute left.
That's fine. Greetings to you both, Vinny. I'm the Greek, Truther Girl.
Hi.
Quick comment, and I'd like to hear you. It'll be just really quick. One, can the truth actually kill the Truther movement? And two, where is the critical thinking? Once the critical thinking is implied in the truth movement followers, then there will be less division in the camps that are formed that I see that rely on uncovering just the conspiracy side of it. And that's all I have to say, and I love what both of you are doing. Thanks.
Thanks for your Greg. Call. Well, really, at the end of the hour, though, maybe
critical thinking, it's mostly taught by university, who just teach you to be critical of people who think And with the truth, it can't destroy the truth movement, because that's why it is the truth movement. It can only make it grow.
Good answer. So, again, it's the Vinnie Eastwood Show, 5 to 7 weekdays. And your website is thevinnieeastwoodshow.com and also guerrillamedia.co.nz. Thank you so much for joining me, Vinnie.
Thank you very much. And everybody, you can tune into my show later on today on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. I'll be interviewing Max Egan from Australia.